service in church. Everyone that is a believer, go and look for work. Apostle Paul, our apostle, taught us that. Oh, wake up from your house and come to church. You say you are a gifted brother, gifted sister. What are you doing? Every time they sit down here and they are waiting for who will come for prayers. It's wrong, oh. It's a serious curse on you. You don't know. I've taught them. But there are some that the reason they come into the gospel is different now. They prefer to come here, run to your shop and consecrate it so that you give in 2,000 naira after. Don't get the one for today. But I get like 3 people in a day. 2, 2, 2, 3, 6. Which work can you do again? It's wrong. I'm telling you, it is wrong. A ministry can grow to a level where everybody will know you have no time to do some other thing. It will be known. Nobody will go say, God, they say, make I no work. God can never tell anybody not to work. What do you go chop? But the voice spoke to me. That voice is an unscriptural voice. It's a voice that wants to put you into trouble. Because God can never reduce his servants to be beggars. No. No. Don't be a Christian and hide under laziness and say you are a gifted sister. I see even women do that, even in this church. I come here every time I enter, when we are moving there, every time I see certain people here, I have to ask, this brother, I know they walk. Every day I call here, they see her here. You have to walk. You must walk. You must walk. It's a different thing if the devil is attacking your businesses, because we, when they cast out devils, Satan must come after us. But we will battle. We will go for prayer. We will go for mountain. But we must walk. There's no minister that comes to me in this church say, sir, I will not be around for 2 weeks. What happened? I'm traveling for a business something in Abuja or somewhere. Cha, cha, cha. I say, I will kneel down. I'll bless you. God bless you. Go. And then when you come back, let us know. Just remember me, sir. So I don't know how to kick that thing out. That's why in the denomination, some denomination, you can't even be a pastor until you are well-to-do. You can't even be a pastor until you have, in fact, even the ministers that sponsor the ministry, in some denomination, winners, redeem. I'll come and line up and then be, no, lie, lie. Amen. So that the pastor will not come begging you for anything. And I'm sure our ministers will reach that level here very soon. Our ministers will be so rich, they will be sponsoring this ministry. Very rich. Yes. Praise the Lord. There was a time that some trailers came into this compound. There were over 20 trailers. It was a minister that brought them and called me to come and consecrate them. He was starting a business of haulage. A minister with 20 trailers. And we blessed it. Praise the Lord. Another minister traveled to South Africa and brought a product that he's wanting to introduce it to the Nigerian market. Brought it here, bless it, pray for it, bless it. Pray very well that you prosper. It's true. Anything that will better our lives, we'll do it, provided it is a legal thing. Find something to do. And if God is saying, and even if for any reason at all, we don't have enough time to pursue other things, then equip your wife. Equip your wife. Raise businesses for your wife to take care of. so that, you know, my wife's business took care of the whole house for a good number of years. When the devil closed all doors, and yet I be pastor. It was a trial time. I knew what was going on. Say, Satan, you're a liar. But it was through there that God used. So when you see men who don't allow their wives to work, I pity all of you. The day the devil wire you, you go no. Praise the Lord. So that is just learn that principle. I have mentioned one. Poor people, ministers of God. Then the progress of the gospel is a very fertile ground. It's a very fertile ground to sow. Progress of the gospel. Anything that will advance the gospel is a place to sow. Very fertile ground. Generally, have a giving heart. Generally. And one thing is like Ecclesiastes chapter 11 was saying, he said, cast thy bread upon many waters. After, you know, how did he put it? You will find it. After many days, what will happen? Verse 2. Verse 2 says, give a portion to 7 and also to 8. For thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. Verse 3. He says, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. But if the cloud is not full of rain, will it empty anything down? See, there's something that Ecclesiastes, the wise man there, the preacher man there, is saying. He said, you don't know which one you did sow. In giving you are sowing, you don't know which one will produce something for you. That's why last year I gave you the testimony of our brother that helped someone who was going to China. He said he used to help people. He said that time he was on. He used to help people until now. You know, he helped somebody that traveled to China about 8 years after. 8 years. Is it 8 or 10 years after? Things turned upside down. Even his own house, they now gave him quit notice. Nowhere to go. Suddenly, not known to him, somebody in Abia State or so, a white man in China, met a Nigerian man in China in a restaurant. He went to eat there, saw a guy, and said, you look like a Nigerian. He said, yes. I said, please, do you know anybody you can connect me with in Nigeria that can help me? We came to Nigeria, we set up a factory with some Nigerians, and they edged me out and wanted to kill me to take over the company. I had to run for my life. But I cannot allow them to take over that company. I spent millions of dollars in establishing that. Do you know any Nigerian that can help me? This then he remembered the man that gave him 400. I've forgotten about the ticket, sir. It was ticket to go to China. 10 years back. He looked for his phone number again, got it from friends around. And so this one didn't know what was happening. A white man called him. And being Nigerian, so sometimes, can we meet in Sheraton? He met him there. And then he told him what was going on. As at that time, even money for fuel for inside his car to that hotel, he couldn't get it. I forgot how he put it, whether in a taxi or something like that, he went. It was, his condition was very, very bad. So when he met him, he told him, this is, do you know so person? He didn't even know. Cast your bread upon many waters. He said he met and gave a number, but what is your problem? And he told him that this is it. He said, well, give me some time. Because apparently where the thing was located, he knew the governor. He said, okay, let me find out. When he was going, he said, he gave him an envelope. He said, when he reached out to find out what was in the envelope, it was 10 million naira equivalent. It was in dollar. You change it to be 10 million naira. Somebody who could not. And that is how, he said, the next time again he came, he told me, he said, out of that 10 million, he said he spent only 2 million naira to set it up for him to go and take over the company. And that man gave him money that he bought a house. Renovated it. I went there. I'm telling you a testimony I'm aware of. It's a brother in this faith. I went there. Big house with swimming pool, lawn tennis court, all in the compound off Adeni Jones in Ikeja. Took mighty mansion. It took me around. Didn't finish going around before I say, I beg, you don't do. All others that he helped, nobody remembered him. But that one that he just gave, not even remember. That's what I'm saying. Dover can tell who will come back. Some of you limit yourself, except they are your blood relation. I was advising somebody that I discovered. I said, broaden your horizon. I say, enlarge your coast. Don't start dealing with only your brother, your sister, your brother, your sister. How many people have made it? And then when you fell down, your brothers that you help came to lift you up. How many? They are the ones that are even happy. Hey, when you are, you are making younger. Hey, your turn don't come now. And they are the ones that brought you down. Those of you who are abroad, you are hearing me. You don't get the same money they come, same money they come. You will be shocked the day you will come down here and see what's up. And you can't do anything they do. Say, hey, now your brother now. You go kill him. After all, no be your brother. It happens. Broaden it. You don't know who God is bringing your way. You don't know who you meet tomorrow. You don't know who you meet tomorrow. So be a giver. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can't give you all my testimonies that confirm what I'm saying, but it is true. Very, very true. I have confirmed it. I keep saying it. If it is not true, I will not tell you it is true. If it is not true, I will not tell you it is true. It works. Be a giver. Have a giving heart. Pray that, Lord, take away stinginess, selfishness. I. And adopt we. Adopt we. Remove I. Anytime I have a need. That's my slogan. I tell Pastor Thomas, no, that's my slogan. I say, wherever there is a need, there will be a supply. God supplies all my needs. I'm telling you, God supplies all my need. My wife has known that. Sometimes she's the one that will remind me. When he said, let us do this, I say, where the money? He said, well, I know. It's because you don't want to do it yet. I know if you decide to do it, the money will come. Praise the Lord. Once it's a need, there will be a supply. It has never failed. Never. Praise the Lord. Once there is a need for you, you are a giver. It's time to receive. You will receive. It's a law of God. It's a law of God. Praise the Lord. And the way it happens, you will know this is God. You will know this is God. Praise the Lord. You see a situation where you are just you are a serious need. You're just thinking. And then he will just drop it. The way he will drop it, go and greet so person. You know, somebody's name will just drop. Say, this one, I never see this one. It will not be connected to your need, though. I never greet this one, though. Especially, you know, I have made this statement. Let me make it again. Change, oh. I have seen somebody. I have met people. Somebody, maybe you are about 50 years old, 40 years old, you have lived in a neighborhood with people. Change from here to another place, from there to another town. You've been in primary school, secondary school, some even up to university. You went for NYSC. You have worked here, you have worked here, you have met here. So along your life, journey of life, you know, your lifetime, you have been exposed to meet with people. Then that person will say, he's looking for house rent. They gave him 2 years. 2 years he's still owing. And there is nowhere for him to go and get 200,000 naira. Listen, I want to be very sincere with you. Something is wrong with you. You have a need of just a small amount of money that you need. And there is nowhere you can go to meet. None of your classmates, none of your coursemates, none of your neighbors that you have lived before, where you've done business before, people you have met before, the associations you belong before, there is none that you can go and meet that can help you. It's a serious condition. 40 years, 45, 50 years. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. You are looking for something and you have nobody to go and meet. Something is wrong. I'm telling you, something is wrong. How were you relating with people you were meeting? Some of us, anywhere we go, we will live with fight. We will part with fight. So you can't go back there. Even your former church, you belong to one group or the other in your former church. You change one group to another group, fight. Anywhere you go, anybody that borrow you money, bam, you don't go. Anywhere, anybody that tries to do business with you, commit anything, you cheat the person. So your name has gone very bad. Nobody can trust you. Then you say you are going for deliverance. Where? Now one deity in my village, they do it. No deity, nothing. It's character. It's your character. Change it, change it. You young ones, life is about interdependency. Life, God has ordained that He will meet man's need using man. Your prayers, He will use man to answer your prayers. It doesn't fall from heaven. Why? You don't have anybody. I said recently, I just made a call. Somebody just came and said, it's true, this man, they give an so-so appointment. Now it's like eight months now or so that I call him to congratulate him. Let me just greet him again. And I just call and he picked the phone. I said, make I just greet you. He said, Oga. And that means he's calling me Oga because he was my subordinate. There are some of you, when they make you Oga, everybody under you, what did they go through? Any day they see you, hear your name, they're going to curse you. There are people that through you, nobody can be anything. It's wrong. When we are in bed with my wife like this, when I say, I never called this man, no, but it was God that dropped, you know, that name. It's the one that does it. Somebody in Abuja. I've lost another than phone call. Oh, okay, no vex, say I never call you. I say, no, you are busy. I don't know, you just drop in my house, just let me greet you now. And I was meaning to pray for him, bless him, you know, and things like that. They are very dangerous jobs. And then he says, sir, can you send me your account number? When I finished, I told my wife, I said, this man won't send me money. I sent it the next day. I saw an alert on my phone, 250,000 naira, and I had need of that money that week. 250,000 naira. That's what I'm saying. You don't have anybody you can call when you have a need, when you have one thing or the other. Something is wrong. So, let's also adjust the way we live with one another. in your neighborhood. You don't know where next that your neighbor will be. That you will jump for old time's sake, you will take up your matter. Never can tell. When he was a very young officer, we were living in the same street with him. I was living with my elder brother, who was living in the same street with General Bameyi. Then, he was an army major. The whole of that street, he was a madman in Jos. Madman! Sometimes he would just come and block the road. He said, the bloody civilian that is coming, they pass here and they blow horn. Pam, 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 pam. Nobody should pass here again. Only my elder brother in the street will go and meet him. When he comes, he says, because of you, these bloody civilians. They pass there, they blow horn, they disturb him, they block the street. That's how they became close like that. They were fond of each other. Instead of my brother was a senior civil servant, a permanent secretary in the Plateau State government, and living in the same street there with him. He would have used his position and attack him. But he said he will go, and they became friends. And Mr. Alu, it's just because of you. Major, he was a major. They didn't meet again until the man became a major general and was the director general of NDLEA. Now my senior brother's daughter graduated from school. I came and met her father. That NDLEA man, now that Bameyi, where they live on the same street here with us before. He said, see the one, say, okay, it's true, it's the one now. He gave her a note and reminded him his name and that they were neighbor on the same street. This is my daughter. She flew from Jos to Lagos when they were here. And according to her, she was in the reception there. You know their protocol. He gave the letter. They took it to him. He said he came out personally. Who is from Mr. Alu here? She came and said, are you the daughter? Are you sure you are the daughter? Stand, let me see. Say, was harassing her. Turn, let me see. Turn, let me see. And call the director of administration. He said, follow. Give her a job. That's how she said, till today, she's a very senior officer with the NDLEA today. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because they lived cordially. They lived cordially. Your own, landlord, na which? Landlady, na which? Your neighbor, na which? Every time, Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Fight left, fight right, fight front, fight back. Okay, everybody around you, na which? Na only you be sent, Abby? It's wrong. Praise the Lord. It is wrong. I'm telling you, it's wrong. Where I live, my neighbor, when I moved in there, very bad water. The borehole they built there was a 419 borehole. Terrible water, you know, in this area. And the water, I had to dig another borehole with another water treatment. Now, the next house to me, a man came and took it, and after some time, he came to greet me as the neighbor. So I had to reciprocate. When I got there, I saw them fetching water on Jerrican. And the man was an elderly man. I said, sir, is this what you do? I said, yes, see, they don't have water, blah, 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 blah. I had to call a plumber, and they connected my own borehole to his flat. And throughout, if you see that man, the way he was, elderly man, he took me to be like his son. When his family travel from abroad, they come, he will come like, if you see the things, he will pack and come and, you know, give me. That's how it is. Did it cost me anything? Nothing. The water is there. Plenty. I can't finish it. But that one action make you look, this man, do I know where we meet him one day? Do I know where? He didn't even stay there for 2 years. He built his own house in the same area. Big mansion there. I insisted I must come over there. To him, I am his brother. Now, I didn't know because I wanted anything from me, but that is just me for you. That's just me. But I know that one day, do you know where you will meet them one day anywhere? You never can tell. You never can tell. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is how life is. Stop fighting your neighbor in your group. Fight, 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 fight. Even the group you belong in the church, oh, fight, fight, fight. You can't prosper like that. This is our prosperity week. Your life can never move like that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor you must be a giver. Say it. Say it now. Don't be afraid to tell your neighbor. Don't be afraid. Tell everybody around you. You must, compulsory, must. Amen. I have a healing gift. So, if you are sick, I pray for you, you must be healed because I have a gift. I also have a given gift. So, when I bless you, amen, there is something that releases from me to you. You must prosper. I am a child of prosperity.